My buttocks are tense. Rich man eats his underpants. Rich man eats his... Hey, everybody, welcome to the Irregular Search for Truth. My name's Sachin.
And I'm Scott.
Here we go again. Coming at you, episode 40. Unstoppable. We just keep going up. None of our episodes ever get lower in number.
Maybe we could do that. We could do like 30.5, 20, 30.
We could, if they were topically like, we feel like this episode really goes with episode 28.
Well, it could be like, Tragedy of Commons, episode 19.
True. Anyway.
It's a long time no see.
It's been a while. It's March of 2012. I think our last episode was in 1997.
Might have been before the internet. I don't know. It could have. We used to pass these out on VHS.
We gave them out as flyers. We asked people to read them aloud.
It was like transcripts. Like, read this.
Yeah. No. Anywho, what's going on?
Not much. No? Been really busy with work and stuff like that, so I haven't really been too proactive on scheduling, and I think you've been really busy with your life. Man.
Busy with work. I know what that's all about.
The life of the unemployed.
Yeah. I have lots of work, just none of it pays me.
Right.
It's a drag.
Well, do what you love.
Yeah. That's what they say. Maybe. Some people say that. Other people say get rich.
What's your take on do what you... Like, what's your take on when people... Do you think, like, whenever somebody says do what you love, is it sort of like the wrong time and sort of a useless, like, not helpful comment? It's like, okay, yeah, we get it. Let's move. Or is it kind of like a cliche sort of like...
I mean, I think that, to be honest, like, that is a key element of human happiness, to be doing something that you enjoy.
Right.
But whether or not that is for your living or not...
Well, as a piece of advice... Is it even a worthy piece of advice?
Oh, so you've got to hear it at some point. If you never hear it, then...
I don't know. It just seems like when it comes out, it's just so lame that like nobody would actually say, oh, I should do what I love. Like, it seems like the only thing that you'll actually understand once you get there.
Maybe. But, I mean, maybe you, if you hear it, say you've never heard it, and then you hear it when you are doing something that sort of makes you miserable, but whatever, it pays the bills or something... And you're like, oh my God, I could, you know, do what I love. And
it seems like that's the exact opposite time you should hear it. Because then you're like, screw that person. Who are you to tell? I mean, like, life is not about doing what you love. You know, it's like, I have this horrible job and I can barely make the bills. How am I supposed to go out and do what I enjoy doing?
Well, I mean, what is life about? Like, is life about making the bills?
Kind of, right? I mean...
I don't know. I'm saying that, like, if you do what you hate your entire life, and you have a miserable life, and then you die, but you made every bill payment...
Right.
Was that a life well-lived?
I mean, obviously not, because you were miserable.
Because you were miserable,
right?
Yeah.
Right. No, I know, but it just seems like... I don't think... I feel like there's certain advice out there, and this is one of them, where it's sort of like, when you hear that, you're like, yeah, all right, fine.
There's been a lot of advice that, like, but here's the thing, like, I think also, I grew up in the Bay Area around San Francisco, California, and there were lots of things that I heard so much growing up that I just sort of assumed when I left, like, everybody else would probably have heard these things quite as much as I did.
Right.
And it turned out, actually, no. Like, when I was in high school, I sort of thought, because we got so much awareness about diversity and that sort of thing, I sort of thought, like, oh, well, I mean, there's not going to be any racism anymore.
Right.
You know, like, we're all getting past that thing. And then you go out in, you know, outside of this little bubble that you get sort of, you know, overexposed to certain messages. And it's like, oh, actually, no. Like, so, I mean, yeah, you can be overexposed to any particular message, be it do what you love or...
Right. Well, I mean, in that sense, do you think you were almost exposed the right amount to there is... I mean, like, was part of the fact that, like, there is no racism kind of sank into your mind and said, hey, why should I... I'm not going to be racist because racism is dumb and then whatever, right? Like, if somebody had, like, boiled into your head or, like, pounded into your head, you know, do what you love, do what you love, do what you love, like maybe when you grew up, you're like, wait a minute, I should be doing what I love. This sucks. Why am I doing this? In the same, are you trying to like maybe say that's the kind of the same thing?
Well, what I'm saying is, if you know whether or not a message is trite or worthwhile or you know just sort of stupid depends as much on the context as it does on the message itself, maybe. You know, like if you, you know, do what you love at the end of like a crappy after school special, you know, it's like, hey kids, when you go out there in your life and you're running into opportunities, you want to do what you love. That actually sounded kind of creepy. But I don't know. I mean, maybe actually, I don't know. I mean, because the message of do what you love is also sort of non-specific and open to interpretation, and it could mean different things to different people. But I think some messages might have value universally, independent of context. And I would say like things like sort of the golden rule is a good one. You know, it's like do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's like, oh, you could say, oh, wow, that's so, you know, overblown, but it's actually like that is sort of the basis of morality.
Yeah, okay. But maybe, I mean, not to get stuck down this hole, but I mean, why is that better, do you think, than telling people to do what you love? Or I mean, even that expression?
I've been stuck in holes before, man. Is it better than, I don't know. I was trying to come up with sort of a message that would always be, you know, of equal value or something, and that was sort of the closest thing I could come up with.
Right. It just seems like it's almost like it takes a really sophisticated level of philosophical understanding, maybe, of like kind of like really a lot of reflection for do what you love to take hold for some people.
Oh, okay.
Whereas like do unto others is just like, you know, generally speaking, that's going to do you well. You know, whereas like do what you love, there's not a lot of examples around there of people doing what they love and then being happy about it, I feel like. You know, people just kind of like treat work as sort of this place they go, they mm-hmm. make this money, then they come home and they like do what they love at home.
Well, but that fits the advice, right?
It doesn't, because you're spending a good portion of your day doing something you don't love.
Mm.
Right? I mean, just because you work...
But it's supporting the ability to do what you love.
Yeah, but I think the idea of do what you love is more like to do with your work, isn't it? Normally,
well, I don't know. You're interpreting it beyond the words itself.
If you say so, I guess. I mean, I don't feel like that
would depend on the context, right?
I feel like
because maybe it's like you meet on, you know, a group of people every Saturday, and they're like, "Hey guys, we should do what we love."
Yeah,
and this is a weird cult or something. But
no, for sure. But I mean, if you're
but
if,
then it's like every Saturday we do what we love, and it's
but
great. Then,
but for the rest of the week you don't do what you love,
right?
So they're not really following that rule, though.
But right? I mean, but you're doing what you do the rest of the week to enable you to have those Saturdays or whatever.
I suppose. I mean, I guess you could look at it that way. I mean,
you could. Some do. Moving right along.
All right.